Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about the 1031 exchange and reverse exchanges.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about the 1031 exchange, and that is investment property exchange for another investment piece of real estate somewhere in the United States. And it's a deferral that's a benefit to get the tax deferred until your last purchase and sale of the investment that's been rolling.
If you are to sell a property that qualifies for the 1031, and where's the term 1031 come from? It's Internal Revenue Code Section 1031 that deals with your opportunity to sell a qualified property, buy another qualified property in a very short period of time. And if you do it and you follow the rules of the exchange, you're deferring the incident of capital gains until such time as you sell the property you received.
I have a question that, Bob. It seems what I've learned in residential owner-occupied is a lot of people that are able to are going to try to locate a property before selling their house, and then they grab onto that, and then they go back and sell their house. Can you reverse an exchange like that?
Yes, that's a reverse exchange, and it's very possible to do that. There are still timing rules that apply. If you purchase the replacement property first, you either have to park title with an exchange facilitator, or you have to convey the property that you currently own that you're planning on selling to the exchange facilitator. The reason being, if you acquired the replacement property in your name and then you later sold the one that you wish to exchange, who would you be buying that property from in the exchange? Yourself, and they don't let you do that.
All right, so that's a really key point that you'd have to know before your purchase where you want to land the title. Because if it goes into your name at all, you're out of luck on the reverse exchange.
You are out of luck.
So you've also got to have someone you trust as a facilitator.
Yes, yes. You want to be dealing with someone who's not going to run with the funds. That has happened. That has happened more than once. That's why we are dealing with Cascade Exchange Services on our transactions. Someone that is proven, has sufficient net worth and professional standing, that they're not going to run with the money.
Commitment to local, too. Yep. I like that about Cascade. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.